It's the Lunch Break Lounge, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon until 1 on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Welcome back, Indy's Giant 90.9. On a Friday, getting you set for the weekend and the Pacers returning from the All-Star break. They need 13 wins to clinch a playoff berth. And here to talk about that with us, Pat Boylan of the Indiana Pacers joins us. Pat, how are you doing this afternoon? I'm sure you're doing a little bit better today knowing you get a return to Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice break, you know. I think I'd speak for most of my fellow, and in fact, all of my fellow broadcasters here when I say that we certainly love what we do, and there are rarely a day that goes on that feels like a day of work. That said, you know, the season can be a bit of a grind. It can be a lot of games and a lot of hours during a short period of time. So it's certainly nice to have a little chunk here to get away. But after about 3 or 4 days of that, you're kind of chomping at the bit to get going. So it'll be nice to be back in the field house tonight at the Pacers against the Pelicans.
The Pacers, yeah, back at home tonight against the Pelicans. What should we expect out of the Pacers tonight, returning obviously a week and some few days extra off? What should we expect out of the Pacers squad tonight?
Well, these kind of games can be tricky. The games right before and right after the break can be a little bit tricky because you're dealing with time off. You're dealing with kind of a mental challenge of coming back from a break going into the break. I thought the Pacers, while they lost the game just before the break to Milwaukee, I thought they played really well until about the final 5 minutes or so. So I would say that wasn't an issue for them heading into the break. But you haven't played in over a week, so there's a natural rough challenge to try to get over, and then the mental aspect of, you know, a lot of these guys were away in luxurious places and getting a lot of rest during the break, which is good, but it's a mental challenge to get back from that. So I think that's what you're kind of looking for here early, how does it handle the first quarter or two back in action. And they're playing a Pelicans team that's going to play Anthony Davis here tonight, but they're clearly in some turmoil as it relates to his situation and all of that. So there's a lot going on the opposing bench, and I think it's a chance for the Pacers to typically do well in areas like this, these mental challenges where they're typically better at being up for a game than an opponent in a scenario like this. I think it could be a chance for them to take advantage of that early, but ultimately the Pelicans are a team that has, you know, one of the five best players in the league in Anthony Davis. They've got an all-star point guard in Drew Holiday. So they obviously present a lot of challenges. And while big picture, you're going to see some changes over there. If Davis is playing, you know, like he's capable of tonight in Drew Holiday, it's a very dangerous team.
Pat Boylan joins us. Pat, how big of an impact does Wesley Matthews have in the run for playoff position, currently third in the East? How big of an impact does he have as the Pacers begin getting into crunch time here, and especially with a tough schedule coming up in March? How big of an impact does he have on this team?
Well, he's not going to be the type of player like Victor Oladipo that's going to score you potentially 40 points on any given night. He's not the dynamic playmaker that Oladipo is. And he's not the kind of guy that's going to put up 2 points in bunches and demand the ball. That said, Wesley Matthews has carved out a really good NBA career. He's been remarkably consistent. If you look at his numbers, almost every season he's between somewhere in the ballpark of 12 to 15 points per game. He's in the upper 30% from the three-point line, which is a good spot to be. He's a good defender, and he's a good locker room guy. And so I think he just kind of checks a lot of boxes. You're not going to replace a guy like Victor Oladipo and have somebody that brings his playmaking or his level of skill. But what Matthews does bring is he brings leadership. He's a strong defender. He can knock down the three. And the thing that really struck me the most about Wesley is the fact that we were really just 2 or 3 days into having him in a Pacers uniform, just one game, and you watch how he was interacting with the guys in practice, and you would have thought he would have been here for a couple of years. And that has been something that Kevin Pritchard, the Pacers president, has really preached, and any move he makes has to fit the locker room culture. But it's one thing to say that, and it's another thing to do it at this level. And I think that as much as anything, I've just been really impressed on how well he has fit into this group, and it really has not seemed like he's been a new maneuver from that aspect. It feels like he's a guy who's been here much longer than just a couple of weeks, and a couple of weeks in which has included the All-Star break.
Pat Boylan joins us. He'll be on the radio call tonight with Mark Boyle He'll be on the sidelines right next to the Pacers bench tonight, Pat. If I was to reset the Pacers record to 0-0, right? You got 24 games remaining in the season. What do you think the record's going to be when we look back from February 22nd to whenever the season ends in April? What do you think the record will be at the end of the season?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a tough call, and I'm not sure I have a number necessarily in the back of my head. But I think an important side note to add to that question would be the fact that the Pacers have done a really remarkable job 58 games in of creating separation. When you consider the Pacers have played 58 games and Victor Oladipo has only played 36 of those, and in reality, he only played the first half, less than the first half against Toronto, and he had another game there as well where he played less than a quarter of the time he originally got hurt earlier in the season. If you take those two games out, you say you played 58 games and only 34 of them, the star has been fully healthy, and to be 18 over 500, that's a number I would have taken before the season if you would have told me Oladipo was healthy. So I think from that aspect, they've done a really good job of creating some necessary separation here. And look, I mean, even with 24 games left, I think you're pretty confident saying this team, its floor is the five seed. It would be really, really difficult to fall below five because they're so far ahead of just gone down in the East. That said, the Pacers' toughest stretch of schedule is coming up. It's March 7th through near the end of March where they play, I believe, 11 games in which 10 of the teams are currently playoff teams. And 8 of the 11 are on the road. There's no doubt that's the toughest stretch. So their record in the next 24 might not resemble quite the 38-20 win percentage, but what that 38-20 is so important is it's given them, you know, some breathing room to where if that stretch of schedule doesn't go great, you still feel like they're in a good position at very minimum to get a top 5 seed in the East. And I'm also looking at this next stretch of games here from tonight, February 22nd, until March 5th. There's a week and a half in there where the Pacers' schedule features a lot of games against teams that are a little bit below them in the standings, but there's a lot of road games. There's a lot of games that you'd like to win but are certainly far from a sure thing. And if the Pacers can do well during the stretch, if the Pacers can have a nice 7 games or so here before things get really tough, then they really give themselves that type of separation necessary down the stretch and the rest of the way. And when you're looking at the playoff positioning right now, the Pacers are in third. Dipping at their heels is Philadelphia, who right now is a half game back in fourth. And Boston is a game and a half back in fifth. If the Pacers get a win tonight, they'll go a game ahead of Philly, two ahead of Boston. But really, the top four is a reasonable goal, although it'll be difficult. Without Oladipo, clearly, that's the top four seed is what gets your first-round home playoff series. So I think that's the goal at hand. It's going to be difficult because they've got a tougher schedule than Boston and Philadelphia. Boston and Philadelphia are not without their stars the rest of the way unless an injury were to happen. But the Pacers right now are in third.
I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma.
They can be in a position to where they can have a first-round home playoff series. Fairly remarkable when you consider that Oladipo is going to end this season playing less than half of the game.
Pat Boylan joins us. Pat, I apologize if we're having some technical difficulties here at the station. We're doing some updates, but I apologize for that. Pat,
no worries.
Obviously, for those who don't know, was a student broadcaster up at WHJE in Carmel. Obviously, now I'm a student broadcaster here at WBDG here at Ben Davis. Pat, we're gearing up for the ISB contest coming up here beginning of March. March 11th, I think, is the conference. Are we going to see you there this year?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. They kind of rotated the guests, and I've done two of the last 3 years. I think they said they need a little pause. Not a repetition, but I will tell you what I was told. This is always the most exciting time of the year because while there was announcing the football and the basketball game, this is really our version of the state tournament, the state finals. So I always look to this time of the year with a lot of anticipation. I know I was always scouring through my reels and trying to find that perfect little highlight bit to impress upon the judges. So I certainly don't know what you and all the high schoolers who are going to be involved in that are going to. And I obviously wish everybody a lot of good luck and an enjoyable day at UIndy. And I just want to say it's such a cool event that UIndy puts on and the ISB puts on because Not every state has that. Not every state has the ability, you know, to put your work up against the best in the state. And ultimately, if you can have some success on that day, I know it meant a lot for me in just getting going in my career. And if nothing else, it's a great opportunity to go there and learn. I'm sure there will be a lot of great speakers out there like there were when I was there. I remember Michael Grady, who's now in Brooklyn, but for a long time was the PA voice of the Pacers, among other things, talking there. So I wish you luck, and I hope it's enjoyable because it's something you only get to do a few times. And then you move on to college, and while there is an ISB college contest, it's not quite the same as the high school one and as in person. So certainly best of luck, and I look back fondly on those days, certainly.
It's fun. We're looking forward to it. Pat, I remember sitting in on your play-by-play seminar last year, and that was a lot of fun for me. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Hey, no problem at all. Looking forward to it. Best of luck.
Pat Boylan of the Indiana Pacers joins us.